Yorkshire Nanny Company on Stray FM's Family Show.
Very pleased to welcome to Stray FM once more then for the Family Show, the Yorkshire Nanny, better known as Lindsay. Hello.
Hi.
So for anybody who's never come across the Yorkshire Nanny before, just explain a little bit about the business.
So the Yorkshire Nanny Company is a recruitment agency for nannies. So it's a finding and matching service for families and childcarers.
So you're obviously from a nannying background yourself.
Yeah, that's right. I've been a nanny nearly 10 years. I did my training in a nursery and then went on to start nannying.
I've recently become a dad myself, as we've been discussing off air. How popular is it for people to have a nanny literally from birth up to school age?
So the younger end of nanny work is very popular. A lot of people have a new baby and they may need to go back to work quite soon, and they don't particularly like the idea of leaving a very little baby in a nursery. So they would like the baby to be at home with someone they can bond with as well. So that's where the nanny comes in, and they would basically take the place of the mum for the day while she's out at work. Some families like to have a maternity nanny or a night nanny so that the mum can still get some sleep on a night, and the nanny would come in and do the night shift, if you like, so the mum can get some rest and then carry on with her days.
That sounds an amazing idea.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It.
Yeah. As a new parent, you kind of think, oh, sleep. Sleep. If children need to realise that sleep is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, definitely.
From an early age. So how popular are maternity nannies around the Stray FM area?
So there are quite a few maternity nannies. It's more of a thing that is happening in London a lot, but it is nationwide. It's just families don't always know that there are maternity nannies available. So it's more a case of if someone is thinking of it, they could get in touch and have a chat about it, because it is a service that is available.
Is there a bit of a stigma attached to it, though, that if a family decides to have a maternity nanny, and like you've already pointed out, in London, I would imagine it's quite popular, busy business couples, let's say. Mm-hmm. Do some ladies feel as if they've almost failed their baby from the word go by giving in and having a maternity nanny?
Yeah, I think sometimes there is that stigma. But at the end of the day, if the mum needs the rest and if she needs to go to work as well and she needs that sleep to function and look after her baby in the best way, having that help to hand, especially at night, can be the best thing ever, just for her and the baby.
So in a situation where a family decides to have a maternity nanny, mm-hmm. or even just a nanny for their baby, yeah. from the word go, does the recruitment process differ from, say, getting a nanny in for a 6-7-year-old?
It can do. It's still the same process in that they need all the same documents and references, etc. But if you were having someone come specifically for a new baby, they would need to have baby experience and have the ability to care for that baby in a slightly different way. Obviously, an older child can tell you their needs and can chat to you about what they'd like to do, what they don't like, whereas a baby, it's all on the nanny. So yes, they definitely need to have a lot more experience, and people usually like them to be very well qualified as well.
I would imagine it's quite tricky, really, because obviously every parent has their own idea as to how their child should be brought up.
Yeah.
You've got a vast amount of experience. Do you gently steer parents into what qualities that nanny should have, or do you get their overview first of all and then go from there?
Yeah, I like to meet the parents and have a chat with them about what they're looking for, because it is such a personal thing having a nanny come to look after your children anyway, but especially when it's a baby. So I always gather from them what they're looking for. So when I'm doing the recruitment, I know exactly what that family has in mind. It helps so much to have met them, and I can match a lot easier.
Well, we're going to have a chat to somebody who has used the Yorkshire Nanny, use your services.
Yeah.
Who is the lady in question?
She's called Charlotte. So she got in touch with me when she was pregnant, and she was looking for a nanny when her baby was 3 months old, because she had to go back to work to do a contract. So I found her a very experienced career nanny who had looked after babies, especially for the last 20 years. So she worked for her 3 days a week, and she's now gone down to 1 day a week, but still ongoing, because Charlotte actually loved having us so much, and she's built a bond with the baby, so that's going really well.
So Harry has just turned 5 months. He's a gorgeous little boy and he's doing really well. He's very well behaved.
And why opt for the Yorkshire Nanny, and a nanny in particular, as opposed to putting Harry into nursery?
So we chose to go with a nanny for Harry because when I was going back to work, he was only 3 months old, and we felt that a nursery would be too much for a 3-month-year-old. We felt that we feel more reassured him being at home with one-on-one care. With having a nanny, he can go out, she can take him to the park, she can take him to classes. And also, being a first-time mum, it's great to have those tips. Anything with regards to routine, with regards to what developmental needs he has, it's been brilliant.
You're not in a position where you could rely on family to come in and help?
No, I mean, my parents work full-time. My partner's parents aren't in a position to look after Harry, so it was either nursery or nanny, and we felt that nanny was a better option.
What's a standard day for you, the times that the nanny comes in? And
so the nanny starts at 8 a.m. in the morning because I work at 8:30, and then she stays till 6 p.m. at night. I finish at 5, but her working till 6 gives me that flexibility that, say, I end up overrunning on a meeting, I'm not having to rush back. It works really well.
And how was it, first day back at work? Because that's very quick, isn't it? Going back to work 3 months in and obviously having somebody else come in and look after your baby. How did you feel?
It was really hard at first, but the great thing about having a nanny is she's on her phone. She can send me pictures. She sends me regular updates by WhatsApp, or if I wanted to FaceTime him, I could. And just having that reassurance that he's got one person dedicated to looking after him, rather than maybe at nursery it might be one person looking after 3 babies, I felt a lot more reassured.
And almost becoming, by the sounds of it, like a new friend, really, to have a close friend, you know, who's very trustworthy and taking care of your nearest and dearest.
Definitely. I feel like I could talk to her about anything, and she feels that she can give me tips without me feeling like she's taking over.
From just having a brief chat with Charlotte, it's clear to see how happy and content she is as a new mum, and with the work that the nanny is doing for her and her partner and baby Harry at home too. Meanwhile, at our house, I've come to accept that our daughter, baby Eva, is currently very much a fan of mummy. In fact, I joke that mummy is favourite parent. For any mother who is concerned about leaving their baby for the first time, perhaps with a nanny, here's Lindsay once again with some reassuring words.
At the end of the day, most mums just want their baby to be as well cared for as they can while they're not there. And some absolutely love the bond that their babies get with the nanny, because it just shows how well cared for they actually are, and that there is that amazing love that comes between them. Nothing takes away the love that the baby has for the mum. It is so different, but it's nice to have that bond with a nanny.
And if people want to get in touch with the Yorkshire Nanny, Lindsay, what's the best way to go about it?
So they can get in touch through the Facebook page or through the website, theyorkshirenanny.com, or they can just give me a call. 07912 490 812.
The Yorkshire Nanny Company on Stray FM's Family Show.